1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Carol, and I am so delighted and blessed and honored, very favored, of course, to honor the pastor, our shepherd, with the show. It's all him. It isn't me. Okay, it's none of us. It's all about him, and it's all about trusting him. Okay, I'm going to first welcome everybody. Let's see who's in chat. We've got a couple of callers, but let me welcome everybody in chat. Deborah, Gemma, We've got four guests. Hey, Chris and Nick, Rojo, and we've got Roman. We're blessed to have Roman with us. So happy. And then we've got a couple of callers. Let's see. I'm just going to name them for a moment. I have you all unmuted for a second. I'll get to everybody. Hopefully everybody will be able to speak today. But so 317, area code 317, 818-694. So that could either be Tana or Keith. I can't remember which is which. 914 and 626. So hold on, everybody. I have a couple of things I want to say. First of all, I want to open the show first and foremost with prayer. Okay, let's glorify the Lord and thank Him and bless Him for hosting the show, for blessing us with His presence. Oh, precious, precious, precious Father God, Holy Spirit of Jesus, You who are the voice of God, and precious Lord Jesus, You who are the Word of God, and our Savior, our King, our Redeemer, You who is, who was, and is coming again. We want to give You praise and glory with a heart filled with gratitude and thanksgiving for bringing us all together once again, as the time draws near for us to depart, to be with You for all eternity. But while we're here, we ask You to bless us with Your presence. Anoint us with the oil of peace, the oil of joy, the oil of love, the oil of unity, the oil of healing, so that we experience Your presence and Your power. Lord, today, tonight, as we gather around to fellowship with You, we pray that You speak. I pray, and we are all in agreement, that You speak to each and every one of us. Touch our hearts, touch our minds, touch our ears, touch our souls, and above all, touch our spirits. Because it is through our spirit that we connect with the Spirit of God. God is spirit, and those who worship Him, which is us, worship Him in spirit and in truth. We worship You, Lord, in spirit. We worship You, Lord, in truth, to the glory and praise of Your name. Now open the eyes of our understanding if we don't understand what that means. All in the mighty name of Jesus and the Father, El Shaddai, and the Holy Spirit, the voice of God, our counselor. Amen. Amen. I'm just about to let people on it, and hopefully they'll come on. I hope we're not going to have any problems like yesterday and the day before. But I have something funny to tell you guys about the song. It's a matter of trust. It just came on. You know, as soon as the show started, I didn't even have to press, you know, a song. It just came on. But you know, a few days ago, that song was played. We've been playing it a lot, and you know that for about 3 days, that song has been ringing in my ears day in and day night, day in and day out. And finally, today, I stopped hearing the song in my head, and as soon as the show started, what song comes on? Billy Joel, It's a Matter of Trust. And now, I'm afraid it's going to be ringing in my ear again. It's going to start all over again. I think that's too funny. So I just wanted to tell you guys that. Okay, so let me unmute everybody, and let's see if everybody can say hello. Hello, 317.
Hi, Carol. It's Jerry. How are you?
Hey, Jerry. Hooray, hooray. And hold on, Jerry. 818. Are you there?
Hey, Carol. Hey, Jerry. It's me, Keith.
Hey,
Hi, Keith.
Keith.
Hey.
Hi, Keith. And then I think 914 is going to be Pat. Am I right? 914?
Hi, Carol. Hi, Jerry. Hi, Keith. It's Jeff.
It's Joe.
Oh, Joe. Oh, hey, Joe.
One of these days.
Hey,
Joe.
Hey, Joe.
One day you'll get it. Hi.
One of these days I'll get it right. I'll get it right.
Yeah.
And then we have area code 626. Hello, 626.
Hey, guys. It's Leah. How are you?
Hey, Leah.
Oh, Leah.
Hi, Leah.
Hi, Leah. You're well. I'm well.
Hi.
Hey, great. And then we do have one more. I think 205. Are you there, 205?
Hi, it's Katie.
Katie! Hey, it's so good to hear from you guys. Wow, this is awesome. The last couple of days, I guess people couldn't get on the couldn't call in, or they could call in, but You know, the host wasn't able to
right.
put them on.
Right.
And also
I heard about that.
Yeah, so I don't know how it got fixed, but praise the Lord it got fixed, right?
Right.
Right. Well, I got some neat things to share with you all, but I want to hear what you all have to say. What has the Lord been showing you, Katie? I know that you're on fire. You've got the fire of the Lord in you. What is he telling
well,
you?
Well, yeah, I do. He's been showing me a lot of things. You know, I'm just really having to press in on him right now, and I know we're leaving, and he's given me dreams and. You know, I had my translation dream last night. I said, Lord, what are we waiting on? And he told me the translation. And, you know, he didn't have to give me that. So that was encouraging.
Wow.
So, yeah. So awesome.
Very, very. And, you know, we're all feeling it, or at least I know I am. I know some of us are. I think maybe, I don't know if everybody, a lot of people might be weary, but I'm not weary. I know I'm not weary. I can't be weary because the presence of the Lord is so strong in me. His presence has been manifesting very, very much. So for me, I got to thinking about what how Enoch was. We talk about Enoch. And here's what he did. He walked with God and was not. Because God
by faith.
Mm-hmm. Right. So if he was walking, that all that means is he was fellowshipping with him day and night. And he wasn't paying attention he wasn't telling the Lord, when are we leaving? You know, come on, are we leaving now? Can we go now? No, he was just enjoying his love, his peace, his presence. He felt protected. He was full of the joy of the Lord. He was with him. And then he was not because God took him. And the Lord showed me something personally. He showed me, don't get weary. Don't allow yourself to get weary. Because if you allow yourself to get weary, then that means you're walking away from me. Because if you're with me, you can't be weary. I'm not boring to you, and I'm not I'm not a heavy yoke on you. I'm love. I'm light. I'm life. I'm joy. I'm peace. I'm healing. I'm your provider. I'm your deliverer. I'm your protector. So why are you weary? If you don't believe that lie. Oh, that, you know, we've been here for so long, and you keep we keep believing you're coming, and we keep getting dates and words and this and that, and we're still here. Woe is me. Get over it. Get over it. We're walking with him. And if you don't feel, and I'm just talking to everybody here, if we don't feel the joy of the Lord in the midst of our storms, our tribulations, our struggles, our hardships, if we don't feel the joy of the Lord or the peace of God or believe that he is delivering us from our hardships, what kind of faith do we have then to believe that he's going to come for us? You know, Jesus walked on water during a storm. Let me rephrase this. I'm thinking of a different account. You guys remember, he's in a boat with his disciples, and he falls asleep. And there comes a storm on the sea, and it's raging, and it's tossing and turning. And his disciples had already seen the miracles that Jesus had performed and could perform. And yet they didn't have the faith to believe, well, you know what? If the storm, you know, turns our boat over, it's not on us, it's on him. So they were so afraid. So they went and woke him up and said, Jesus, Jesus, this storm is raging, and now we don't know what to do, and help us, and we're going to drown, we're going to die. And what did he say to them? Oh, ye of little faith. And then he just gets up and commands the wind to stop and the storm to go away, and the waters became calm. And then they just looked at him like, hey, who is this that even the storms obey him? But the lesson there is that he was with them, yet they didn't have the faith to believe that he was going to calm the storms, that nothing was going to happen to them. Now, you know why that was? Because they were, while he was with them, his spirit was not in them yet. So they walked with him everywhere, and they were, you know, in his physical presence, but his spirit was not inside of them yet. That's why Peter, who loved the Lord, you know, said to him, I'm not going to let anything happen to you, and we're not going to let you die, and all this nonsense. And Jesus said, Satan, get behind me. He said that to Peter. Imagine the Lord saying that to us. And then Peter gets his sword, and he cuts the centurion's ear off, and the Lord is like, Peter, put it away. Give it a rest already. And you know what? You think you're so, you know, you're so brave and all for me and all of this and all of that. And, you know, before the cock crows, you're going to have denied me three times.
Carol, what was the rapture date you got for this month? Didn't you get a date for July?
27th, 28th.
Was it 27th, 28th?
Okay. It's not the date that he gave me, but it's pointing to that's what I believe. I believe we're
going to be there. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because this, now I'm going to get to where to some of the news. Do you have some of the news? Kate, you're really good about
that. Katie's our news woman today. Katie, you're on.
Oh, good.
You're on, honey.
Oh, really? I'm on the spot, huh?
You're on the spot, babe.
Okay, well, one second then.
Because I got some news.
You know, there was a 3.0 at Yellowstone today that they
sent
on. And then there's, like, this really big, watch Dabu 7's latest video about I think it's in the Ukraine. There's live footage of this big brawl going on at the courthouse.
Okay.
And then Putin lost $28 billion from the stock exchange. Yeah. President Vladimir Putin's meddling in Ukraine cost Russia nearly in financial markets with the downing of Malaysian Air Flight 17. $28 million.
Well,
what about the 20? Can you repeat that again? What about the $28 million?
Yeah, the title of the article is Putin left out of global rally as $28 billion erased from Moscow stock exchange.
$28 billion, right?
Yeah, billion.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then, you know, we know the Islamic State is now marching towards Baghdad.
Okay, ISIS, you mean? Is that ISIS?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Jerry's not wanted in the Middle East.
What, Jerry?
I just wanted to say really briefly, there's that number 28 again.
Okay.
28 billion.
Oh, yeah.
28.
Uh-huh. Very good. Good catch.
Jerry's sharp today. Good job, Jerry.
Yeah.
Right on. Everything's 20. Yeah, I agree. It's all that date. Go ahead, Katie. You're on.
Okay. Let's see. MH17 plane crash. UK wants EU to widen Russia sanctions.
Oh.
Let's see. Malaysia Airlines may be taken over by government or enter bankruptcy. Also, you know, the U.S. is not allowing planes to fly into Israel. They've closed the port.
I had heard that you can't send money into Israel, too. Steve DeNoon was saying the government, U.S. government's preventing people from wiring money into Israel. It seems a little crazy to me.
Wow.
But I'm not surprised. Yeah, I'm not surprised.
And then Turkish Prime Minister said he stopped talking to Obama on the phone amid growing strains between Ankara and Washington over Syria and Gaza conflict. I don't know what that means,
mm-hmm.
really.
Of course, yeah. Well, because Turkey's so Islamic, and they're really part of NATO, but they're technically really more Islamic. So they're kind of going to be swinging to the Islamic phase. The Bible talks about that. They're going to be part of that Psalm 83 war. So they're kind of losing touch with the U.S., moving into that. And half the stuff's going on in the Middle East, is they're coming right out of their country as well. So, you know, go ahead, Katie.
Louis Gohmert shares chilling details of attack on border agents in pre-dawn border visit. I don't know what that's about. Border Patrol said they had something new that they had never experienced here along the river. Driving in the dark near the border on Saturday, they were down by one of the more popular places where people covertly cross, and they started getting .50 caliber rounds coming in, and ricochets came in, so they had to take cover. IDF deserves Nobel Peace Prize for unimaginable restraint. Do y'all know anything about that? Y'all heard that? Some are shamelessly accusing Israel of genocide and will put us in the dock of war crimes. But the truth is that the Israeli Defense Forces should be given the Nobel Peace Prize for fighting with unimaginable restraint.
Wow.
There's a typhoon that killed 100 in China and the Philippines today. It's really just this Islamic thing that's, you know, really big right now.
Yeah, you know what else? Do you all know where Islamic religion is celebrating, or I don't know what it's called, but
the Ramadan.
When does it end? Yeah, and when does Ramadan
The Ramadan,
end?
I think, is on the 27th, 28th, I think.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And what has Hamas been saying and Fury been saying? The gates of hell will open.
Oh, yeah. This war, this Israel-Hamas war, remember, it's very important because it follows the Red Blood Moon. Israel's supposed to be at war during the Red Blood Moon on a feast day. Well, on April 15th, we had that Red Blood Moon, so this means that prophecies are actually coming true now.
Exactly.
Years,
that's
know.
What I
have. So,
that's what I was going to talk about,
it's
too.
It's huge.
Exactly.
Yeah, and God told me yesterday, God told me that this war with Hamas will be the peace treaty war. A peace treaty will come out of it. So, and the U.S. is putting a lot of pressure on Israel to get in there, do a clean sweep and get out of there. They're trying to shorten the war. So they're just blasting and going crazy. They have 50,000 troops in there. They're getting crazy, trying to just, you know, Israel was a little overwhelmed when they went inside Hamas because they didn't realize they had such good weapons and fancy outfits. You know, they were kind of on their game. You know, they didn't realize that. They thought they would be a lot less challenging to them. But this is the peace treaty. God said, told me, this war will produce a peace treaty, whether they do the ceasefire and sign it or whatever. But God told me this is the war, you know, that will, it has to be, it's going to have to be a ceasefire peace treaty deal to stop the whole thing. Because otherwise, if they just go, let's just do a ceasefire, well, then next day they throw the bomb across, we're back to the same old thing they've been fighting for 100 years. So at this point, there's going to have to either be a full ceasefire with a peace treaty so they will not fire again, or they'll just keep going at war. But, you know, and then Israel's going to hit Iran soon, so ready to go.
What came to me, and maybe somebody has some insight, but this is what came to me. It's not so much that the Lord gave me, but just something that came to me. This Hamas and is Israeli war that's going on right now. So something tells me that Syria and Iran are supporting it, because while Israel is being distracted by Hamas, they're cooking something in their back burners to come against Israel, and that's when nations.
It's absolutely true, Carol, what you're saying. Plus, they're buying time. Iran is trying to buy time to get that nuclear site built real quickly, to get that bomb built. You know, so they can put that uranium, whatever, on the end of a bomb. So they're trying to waste time over here and by giving weapons to, you know, Hamas to keep fighting Israel, keep them busy. Yeah, they're like, keep them busy, keep them busy. So Israel's so distracted with the war over here. In the meantime, they're buying a little more time to get that nuclear thing, that bomb ready, you know. So, yes,
wow.
This is definitely a diversion thing going down. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And see, that blood moon. I
know.
Isn't
that great, Carol?
Emphasize.
So exciting, isn't it?
Yes. It is.
Exciting.
Because that is, we're seeing prophecy come to pass.
And the Lord was telling me today, the Lord was telling me that there's only a few, the Lord was telling me that all the wars of Israel from now on are biblical. In other words, there's not going to be a war with Israel that's not biblical. I'm like, well, what about the Hamas war? The Lord said the Hamas-Israeli war is biblical because it talks about a peace treaty. The peace treaty we know is between the PA, Palestinian, and so this is that war. So if you remember, there's only three more red blood moons and there's only three more wars. You've got Psalm 83, Ezekiel 38, and then you've got the Psalm 83, Ezekiel 38, and you've got the Gog-Magog war, and then, of course, the Armageddon one. But basically, the next three blood moons should be these three next wars. Well, Micah 7:2 says the righteous were swept from the land. Micah 7:2 says that we will be raptured before these wars. So we've got three red blood moons, three wars. In other words, we've got to be out before the next red blood moon.
Amen.
Thank
you for answering my prayer, Lord. I was starting to think we might be here for another blood moon.
No.
And that's why it's so important, you guys. Stay in His presence. Stay in the presence, in the presence of the Lord. You know, praise, worship, give thanks, surrender all your, all your burdens. Surrender it all to Him. Give it all to Him. You know, let Him. You know, let Him take over your spirit, your soul, your thoughts, your mind. Let Him let all His desires become your desires, so we can be like Enoch and be out right now. I mean, it could happen. We're close, over close.
I've never had so many rapture dreams, like bam, bam, bam. Like, I've had them every night.
Katie, your translation dream, was that about just getting raptured, or what?
I mean, I said, what are we waiting on? And I heard a voice say the translation.
Well.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's
Jerry,
kind of
what do you
like,
think? Jerry, yeah. what do you think of what I said about those red blood moons, yeah?
Yeah, well, I think there's all the timing that I'm familiar with, or that I believe he's led me to believe, fits right in with what you said. You know, I think sometimes the thing is, we don't know exactly what day certain things are going to happen.
Mm-mm.
But this Hamas Gaza thing, you know, the Lord really impressed upon me that the kidnapping of the three yeshiva boys was going to play out and be significant, and that's what's led to this conflict that we're seeing right now.
Oh yeah.
And that shows no sign of letting up.
Nope. It's a peace treaty war. It's going to spill over and get crazy. They're going to have to. I think Israel's going to nuke Damascus. Once they nuke Damascus, then the whole countries are going to go, holy moly, we better sign this peace deal fast. And then right after they build that temple, then the Psalm 83 could probably come through and just start getting, you know, build more and all that stuff. But some nuclear thing is going to stop everything, you know. So,
well, Israel, in the natural, Israel is probably going to be forced at some point to use weapons of that kind.
Yeah, exactly, Jerry. They have to. They have to.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that will give them a victory. And
it'll freak out everybody. You know, it'll freak
victories,
the whole world out.
Yeah. Victories in war are what actually lead to peace.
Exactly, Jerry. Everybody thought we were at the peace treaty first. I was just looking at world history, and the Lord was telling me, has there ever been a peace treaty before a war? I'm like, no. I'm like, well, why is this different? I'm like, true, it's got to be a war. But we've got our war now, so.
Yeah.
Katie's seeing that we're getting translated. That's great. I'm so excited. Good.
Yep.
That was my first personal confirmation. I mean, you know,
nice.
Other than the miracle show, I mean, that was just awesome.
Nice.
Interesting.
Leah,
wow.
What date are we going?
Good.
Leah's got a date for us. Leah, did you get the rapture date? Time? Whatever? I think she's busy. Jerry got the 20. Jerry, you're just
Has anyone had any... Any
Carol got
27.
I think Jerry's got
27. Yeah, that's what I'm getting.
Okay,
but does anybody have anything else, like, or any insight on the 9th of Av? Like, could something big happen on the 9th of Av? Maybe we're out. I mean, God willing, we're going to be out. I believe we're out.
Yeah, I have to say that I think literally any time this week is anything, you know, could happen for us. But I know he also led me specifically to essentially the 9th of Av, which begins on the 4th of August, which matches up as with what's-his-face at supposed birthday on August 4th. And I know who I'm talking about. I don't say his name.
Oh.
I don't look at his face. I don't listen to what he says.
Me? Well, I said his name, but I hear you. If he's on, I turn him off.
Yeah.
He doesn't listen to us anyways, or he's on vacation somewhere. That's his name.
But, you know, a couple of weeks ago, he really, very casually, drew me right to the analogy that he is Pharaoh. And a long time ago, God put it in my heart that in a spiritual context, that Pharaoh of the earth has to agree to let us go. And as the salt of the earth, I think God is putting pressure on him by revealing his plans and making it harder and giving him less and less time as the ruler over the earth. And I really, he just has, and then the other day he did bring this to me, it's just basically Obama's Pharaoh, but that's in the earthly sense. In the spiritual sense, you know, we're talking about Satan having dominion over the earth, and I think we go when he can't take it anymore, is what I think.
So how do we make him mad? How do we make him mad?
Well, by being who we are, I think. Just believing and being in prayer. Every
the force
time we're
of all the believers on earth, we have, there's too many believers. He can't get anything done. He, like Jerry said, he's trying. He needs to move the kingdom forward, and we're just like, we're sitting right in the middle. He's got to get us out. He wants us to go, you know.
Yep. And one of the reasons he wants us to go is because I think at this point he realizes his time is getting shorter and shorter.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the pressure partly that he feels. But every one of us, every believer, every time we're put under pressure or accusation or under attack, if we can without hesitation turn to Jesus and lay it at his feet, that is a tremendous embarrassment for him. And he will tire of it. And that's what we're called to do. And at some point we can put pressure on him by just turning to Jesus every time we face a challenge. Just turn it to Jesus, lay it at his feet, and go on. And if we do that, that puts tremendous pressure on him because it's so embarrassing to him and he hates it and there's nothing he can do about it.
Amen. Yep. You know, in fact,
Pat, are you on?
I want
to
ask.
Pat on?
Yeah, I'm here.
Pat's got something to read today, Carol, too. That's really good. So let her do that too.
Oh, good.
Oh yes. You know, when you're ready. Yeah, yeah.
No, go
How's
ahead.
Everybody? Okay. So, I've been listening. Very interesting. Yeah. Oh boy, what a day. Sure. Yeah, this is from Lana. I hope this uplifts. Okay. She wrote, "Giants have arisen in the land, and it feels like they are staring down the people of God more than ever before. They look big. They feel big. They look scary. They feel scary. But as these giants arose, I saw the people of God, as they were aligned with him, had their toes over the edge of this season and about to step into the new one. The giants were simply attempting to guard the entrance into the new season with huge amounts of intimidation, fear, anxiety, and dread of the enormity of change coming and responsibility being released in many areas. The Lord is about to reveal to you what you are, the Lord is about to reveal to you what you are on the brink of and all the giants in the land that are trying to stop you from getting into the new day. New season, new land are going to shrink as the curtain is pulled back on what the Lord has you on the brink of, all things that have tried to keep you hidden in shame and fear are going to shrink, and you will crush them as you move forward in victory and boldness that you have not experienced before, seeing his gloriously good plans for you, and what a good father he is, seeing the goodness of God as daddy and his plans for you as making those giants shrink. These giants are appearing at the door of your destiny. Do not give in to them. Actually, be encouraged in a way that they have risen up now because it means you are closer than ever to fullness. They would not be moving towards you with such intimidation and attempting to place fear and dread upon you if they were not about to step into what you have been waiting for so long for. I saw many being positioned into tasks and assignments that seem so much bigger than them, and there has been a real struggle with fear and inadequacy. Yes, God is bypassing a lot of natural processes and placing his people in places of radical favor that in some ways could have been impossible to attain in the natural, but this is the time to remember that he is doing the work through you. He is with you. He has got your back. He is empowering you as you continue to align yourself with him, walk in obedience and surrender. He is going to do greater exploits through you than you could ever imagine. God is not going to let you go into this new land, season, and arena bound in fear or with giants having power over you. The Lord has planned the victory, and you will walk forward in great freedom, victory, and boldness, as he is doing a great healing and deliverance. The giants are going to shrink. You, hold on. This thing just went blank. You are not going to limp as you align yourself with him. You will walk over this brink with a spring of joy, peace, victory, and freedom in your step. You are going to be blown away by what is coming up next. There you go, guys.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Katie, I have to tell you something. I had a dream, just quick, and I woke up from the dream. In the dream, I don't know if anyone, Keith, I'm going to give you a good one to try to figure out, but Katie, you're going to laugh at this one. In the dream, Jesus was in a fatah. He was looking at me, a white fatah, but my whole chest was like a computer screen, and he had all these words on the screen, and he showed me, and I saw it today, the black line goes across the computer. I don't know what I was supposed to be doing, but he was putting words on me to go out, and we, all of us, had assignments to go and reach others. Katie, you were in front of is it the caliphate? It's a tall building, kind of looks like a big square. You were in front of it. You had that pink blouse on you had your hair down, and the Muslims all around you, and you were preaching Christ like nobody's business. You didn't care what anybody thought, and the men were looking at you, and they had the turban things on their head, and the white things, and their mouths were dropped open because you were preaching something about Jesus that was touching their hearts and converting them. So in this whole dream, this whole vision thing was about, and Katie and I represent everybody. He is going to use every one of us soon to just go out and convert and talk about him and whatever. But I was so odd because he was looking at me and he was checking the words that were going across my front. You know, it was so weird. But I don't know what it means. But I sat on the end of the bed like days. Like, what did you just show me? It was so strange. It wasn't long, but he was so enthralled and happy about sending us out and doing something for him, you know, reaching souls that needed to hear about him. And Katie was, and I know it's, I know what that looks in Mecca. Don't they have this big? I know what it's a big building, isn't it? Kind of tall, square. And she was in front of it, and she was preaching to all these Muslim people. It was
the Lord,
so funny.
When I asked God what it means, he showed me that the Muslims surrounding Katie were. He said I saw a flash of Israel, and he was saying, just as the Muslims surrounded Katie, the troops are all surrounding Israel and the bombs surrounding Israel. So this is going to be the 144,000 he's referring to.
I
Katie
think
will
it has
be preaching.
That's what came to me.
Yes.
That's
preaching.
Exactly what came to me.
I mean, it was so weird that I had he was looking at me, and he was checking his handiwork because his words were flowing on me like a computer.
Wow.
Like,
wow.
And it had a bar on the bottom. I was like, that's how it was totally weird, but it was like saying nothing is impossible to him. He's going to use everyone, whatever gifts they have, to go out and get them.
Wow.
It was,
I don't know if he's going to be able to
Katie, you were on fire. You were preaching away.
Now.
You weren't even looking at people.
Wow,
you were
Katie.
Talking
good
about
job.
Jesus. And these men, the men were standing there with the, and you know how the Muslims dress in that gown thing and the head stuff, and their mouths were dropped open as they were listening to you. They couldn't believe what you were telling them, and they understood you. And you just went off like gangbusters, you know, just preaching away, screaming at them almost, you know. Yeah, it was so cute. It was, and I was thinking, right on, girl, right on.
Good job, Katie.
You must have been in Mecca because I've seen that big tall building. Is it like a big square or something? Yeah. Yeah, that's what you were doing.
I have no clue. You need to look that up and tell
me.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
no.
called a caliphate.
No.
They have a caliphate. Is that what it is? It's a big square building. It's real tall. I think it's in Mecca. Every year, by law, they have to go to this building and they march around it or something. And you were in front
it's
of it reaching away to the Muslims.
It's a big black. It's a big black
it's tall.
Rock.
It's square.
Yeah.
Yeah,
square,
that's what she was in front of, preaching away.
Yeah, that's where they all go, right? Isn't that place where they
go? They have to, by law, once a year, they have to go to this
place.
Yeah,
right, I know where that is. And there's a thing in the middle there that they go around or whatever. And Katie was standing on that preaching?
Everyone was backed away from her. They couldn't believe what was coming out of her mouth about Jesus.
I could see that anointing when you were talking about that. That's so amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
I saw this big building. I said, Jesus, what are you showing me? I mean, I look at the computer
walking
around.
Here's
Katie preaching away like crazy.
Jerry was probably there giving Katie waters and stuff. Is he the water boy? Bring the waters and stuff. Or Katie.
But the men are in these batons, these
the
turbans.
Women were
Yeah, I can see it so plainly, and everything is in color. She
so
had that
cool
pink cross on. And she was preaching, her hair was down, just like she was in that video, and preaching her heart out
Praise
to them.
God.
And they understood her. And she was talking about Jesus, how he loved them and wants them and convert. And their mouths were dropped open. They couldn't believe what she was telling them. And they were taking it in.
She was so anointed.
Yeah,
you know?
They were listening to her. They were believing her.
Wow.
It meant they were going to be converted in front of this Mecca thingy, tall building stuff. Yeah, there was Katie.
That's a big deal.
She looked so out of place.
I know. Good job, Katie. Are you going to buy your train ticket or whatever, your plane ticket?
Oh, my gosh.
Right on.
This was this morning.
Thanks for sharing that, Pat. That encourages me. Thank you.
That's awesome.
You're going to be preaching your heart out, and you didn't care who was there. These men, and the men were just, their mouths were dropped open because they couldn't believe
that.
Stuff coming out of you.
I could see that. The anointing.
Yeah.
So I could see that.
Yeah.
How cool.
Well,
Pat.
Let me add to that, guys. Katie had the Lord tell her after she asked him, what are we waiting for? And he said the translation.
Yeah.
He told her this. And then you have this dream.
Dream vision.
You have
he does that. He gives me a dream and I wake up and he continues it in vision.
And this,
wow.
It just goes to show this is more confirmation. This is just confirmation of how soon we're going to be. Because as soon as when we're translated, you know, we spend, there's no time in heaven. But
maybe the 28th.
When we translated and be with him
for a space of what we call time,
we return as the part of the 144K, and that's what the Lord revealed to you what Katie's assignment is going to be.
Yeah. And I'm walking around like a computer with all these words on me, and he's checking me out to make sure everything is working, whether I was carrying a screen or it was just imprinted on my being.
So is that why Satan's been attacking me, because I'm converting all these Muslims?
You had a crowd around you. Mostly it was the Muslim men. It was the men, the leaders, or whatever, of this caliphate. Because that where they go for once a year, this big, tall, it's like a square building. It's tall.
Right.
It's not very pretty, I don't think.
It's a rock.
There's literally like millions of people around it. There's like millions of people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is so crowded.
Go look at a picture.
It's crazy.
Where you were standing, there was at least 7-8 yards between you and the other people. They couldn't get up to you. They couldn't touch you. They couldn't harm you. And you were preaching away like on nobody's business. I'm looking at you in this pink blouse and the hair and the men. All these Muslims are all around this thing because they got to go to this thing. They got to be there. And they're listening to you preach Jesus. And they're listening. And they're taking it. They're believing you.
Wow.
You're converting all, like how the apostles did when the Feast of Pentecost, they went out and they started talking to all the people and they understood what they were saying. They understood, whatever language you were speaking, they understood you, like on Pentecost. And you didn't care. Oh, you were as bold as me, just telling them about Jesus. Oh,
wow.
My goodness. I'm standing there watching this like, you go, girl.
Pentecost. That's weird you say that.
Oh, yeah. But that's what it was like.
Wow.
They could understand you because you don't know the Muslim language, and they don't know English. You were speaking English, but they were understanding you. God gave them the gift to understand in their own language. And you were on fire. You were looking down and shaking your head and just your hands are down, and you were just giving it to them. You were giving it to them. Yeah. It was not a long vision dream. It was short. But I sat there shaking my head like, What is this?
Thanks, Pat. I was really praying God would give me some encouragement tonight. So that was really
cool. God just told me just now, Katie. He said because the Lord, when he was saying that, the Lord told me, because Katie's spending so much time with me now before the rapture, I'm going to put my time into her after the rapture. In other words,
use
you greatly.
Oh, yes. You're going to preach, honey, and they're going to understand, because they were flabbergasted, and no one could get... That's what amazed me, guys, because I know wherever this building was, usually it's very, very crowded. You can't even move, but there was an area between her and the people that they could not cross over. She had all the space between them and the, as I guess, just your protection or anointing, or God wouldn't let anybody come near you, but they could hear your mouth. You were given to them good, and they were listening, flabbergasted. They couldn't believe the stuff coming out of your mouth.
That's
it touched
amazing,
them.
No, they're like, how does that pretty girl know so much?
Yes, Katie's gorgeous. She's beautiful, you know. And God will use her beauty as well as her voice to with a real sweet southern accent. I used to talk like that, too. Live in Texas. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah.
I'm glad you were there, too, Pat.
Very cool. But you touched their hearts. God was using you to reach away, girls.
Head on.
And they understood you. They understood every word. And you didn't know their language, but that didn't matter. Whatever they were hearing was translated right into the, and they were, and the mouth. And I remember the one man standing closest to you. He was in a cream colored. It was like the fatah, but they have like the pants underneath the fatah, and the, like the towel around the head, the turban or whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, and the beard, and a black beard, and he must have been about 5'8", 9 inches tall. And his mouth was dropped open. He was kind of bent over because he couldn't believe what she was telling him.
Yeah,
and whatever
perfect.
She was telling him sunk into his heart. Like, you have to have the Lord. You have to believe.
Yep.
And he did. They all did.
It was anointed. It
was
anointed. Yeah.
Yeah. But this building, I know, I remember seeing a thing of they're all marching around, and they have to go, I think it's at Mecca. And it's
yeah,
a big,
it's Mecca.
Tall
oh, yeah.
thing.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what she was standing for. And no one could get near her. They must have been at least maybe 10 yards between her and the others. You could see they were trying maybe to get close to her, but they couldn't. God had that area between her and them. And I'm checking my head like, what are you showing me? Like, this doesn't make... And me with a computer walking around with all your words on it, you know. Well, what are
good
you
job.
Doing? You know, what?
And that's how it's going to be for all the people, you know, in the RCC in the chat room and listening out there. They're going to all be doing that, you know.
Everyone has their own whatever, you know. But mine was so strange, too. I mean, it didn't make any sense.
I know. That's cool. Especially with you,
guys.
You don't like
computers too much.
His words were
all on me. That, and they would just keep going and going so everyone could read them. And that was my thing to do. I was in the crowd, okay? I was back from there. Yeah, but Jesus was standing in front of me, and he was checking me over, like, you're ready to go. Okay, you're all set. I've got you totally programmed. You go give him my
word. Funny, Jack, because you're not in the computer, so like the Lord was telling me, he's going to use you in ways that you don't normally get used. You know what I mean? New gifting,
something about
says.
Preaching his word, but it's like written on me. I don't know. I can't explain it.
Wild.
I cannot explain it. It was so strange. But Katie, you were something else.
Right on.
You were something else. And everyone was listening
with
to
me?
You.
Are you
yes.
Sure?
Yes.
Gary
because
was sitting down.
You
he
had that pink blouse on and
it.
You had your hair back. Remember that video you made? I know it was you. And you were bold as could be. Oh, man, you just couldn't preach enough. And you were touching all these Muslims' hearts. And then they had to back away. They couldn't get close to this building, this square thingy that they have to go into or march around. No one could get close to it. You had the whole thing to yourself and all the space between you and them.
Yeah.
But they could hear your mouth. They could hear you preaching Jesus.
That's how
maybe
that
I need to go
works,
to Mecca,
you know?
Huh? Maybe I
Mecca,
need to...
yes. If this is where this thing is.
Well, I wouldn't go now,
big,
Katie.
Tall
give
thing.
It a little,
oh, not now.
Break
no.
a little bit.
God has the time, but you're going to preach. All of you,
go.
Every one of you. What he showed me was something that he's, this is not just for us, it was for everybody. Mine was so strange. I think he was pointing out the difference of how he's going to use everybody.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, his words walk around, people could read. Katie was preaching. Any of you are doing something
Jerry
else,
was the water
baby.
Boy. Oh, yeah,
I don't know. I don't know. It was short, it was weird, but it was powerful. And Jesus was so pleased. He had this white fatah on. I could see with the hair. And he's bending over to me. He's saying, okay, you're ready. And I could see the line like the computer. Like I was just marching words,
so
you know.
Silly,
it was
I love it.
It was so strange. It was so strange. And he was thrilled.
It.
He He was so happy, like, my piece of work is done here. I'm sending you out. And Katie's there preaching.
Great
away.
God. So cool.
But it was all in color. And it was no, it was you, Katie, because you had that pink blouse on and your hair.
It was
you
Katie.
Had long blonde
hair.
And had
it on.
Back. It's like you were sitting on the bed. Was, yeah.
I guess I'm famous in Mecca. That's great.
Oh, it's Katie, go look it
you
up.
Are
don't go there anytime
the
soon, though, honey. Just wait for us, but look it up.
Yeah. But I just share that to you. It took me a little courage because
was
it was so bad. Strange.
Thank
no,
you. No,
good,
that really
man.
Encouraged me. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, honey. He's going to use all of us.
Strong
anointing.
Yeah,
those
anointing breaks.
Jerry's
bond,
anointed.
Bond, Keith, bond
all
yeah.
of you guys. Judy, everybody. Joe, everybody. All you guys.
Joseph,
every one
yeah,
of you
good.
Are warriors.
Roman's on his own ministry right now, so I don't know what's going on with him.
I don't know either. I got that email. I don't know. Well, what's with? I don't know. I don't know what's with him. I don't know. I hope he's hanging in here with us. Yeah. Katie, grab Roman and tell him to preach to with the sun.
Yeah,
with his
wake
knife.
Up. Tell him to
you
wake
got your son
okay.
Joe, and he's got the English accent. You're going to win them all.
Amen. That anointing.
Yes. Oh, Roman. Roman's a powerhouse. Sure. Well, everybody
well,
is.
Well, he's busy
everyone's
right
a strong
now.
Warrior bride.
Stop that ministry and get on this one.
Oh, my goodness. That
that's
was
exciting,
such
a, Pat. Thanks for sharing.
I
so
just
awesome.
Shook my head at Jesus like,
thank
what
you.
Are you showing me? Like, this is nuts, you know? What, here's this beautiful girl, gorgeous girl, is standing there preaching you, and no one can get near
her.
Her
words,
big,
they're
big,
so annoying,
ugly,
they break the bond.
I don't say
bondages,
ugly. I don't
you know
want to say
they
ugly. Someone will shoot me. But this big, tall thing in Mecca, that's the most important. That's
yep.
a caliphate.
Oh,
isn't
that
a caliphate? Yeah.
Well, crazy. They're seeing millions of people there. Millions. Like, they're so crammed in, they can't even move. It's like someone. Like,
yes. But no,
millions, like,
Katie
crammed
had all
in
the space.
Crazy.
I mean, they were trying
wow.
to get close to her, but they couldn't. God
they couldn't.
Anointed
God.
The space between
oh,
her and them. And it was
praise
like
God.
It was like at least 10 yards. They couldn't get close to her. And they were leaning like they wanted to, but they were listening to her. And they were being touched. They were being converted.
Mm-hmm. That is so
she
awesome.
Was like a firehouse. She didn't care who was there, man. She was just preaching it. This is so cute.
No,
and this little beautiful little girl is standing there in the
well,
midst of all these people in this building preaching away the Lord, you know.
That's so
and
fun.
He showed me it was you because of the blouse, the pink blouse you had on and the hair. Yeah. Yeah, you were there preaching
yep.
away. And I'm saying, what is this?
What, Keith? Keith, what did you say?
Good job, Katie. Where were Katie's parents? Were they in the crowd watching her?
I have no, Katie.
On.
Katie was by herself in front of this tall, squarish building. No one could get near her or the building, and God just
well,
had her preaching her heart out to them, and they were listening.
That
was the
powerful.
Most beautiful thing. They understood her. She was not
oh, yeah.
afraid, and God wouldn't let anybody near her, and she just stood there and preached.
That
and God showed
like,
me the blouse she was wearing because to know that it was her.
When
yeah.
there's that anointing like that, like because I can see it in the spirit realm, it's not even... The words may sound one way, but it's the power in those
it's
words that
sunk
it melts
into
the heart,
like
it melts
Pentecost.
Their mind, it softens them, it changes
yeah.
them. It's like when Paul spoke, they probably didn't remember a word he said, but the Holy Spirit was so strong, just zapped, you know, just went right through them.
Oh,
you
bold,
know, changed them.
Very
yeah.
bold, very bold.
Yeah. This is
totally
great.
Unafraid,
good job.
And no one could get near her, no one.
Good.
No one could get in between that space between her and that man was just one, and there were probably millions all around him. Listen, and everyone could hear her preaching Jesus. I know she was saying, you've got to love him. He's your God. He's your Savior. You've got to. And that was the theme of what she was saying, and she was belting it out. Belting it out.
I just want to say two things real quick here. Yesterday, Katie had a dream about that sort of continued. She had a dream about the donkey, and then she heard the footsteps when she woke up. The hoofs
wow.
hoof beats. And then Pat, the next
wow.
day you have a dream about Katie and it
uh-huh.
continues after you wake up.
Interesting.
And so he's putting a devil emphasis on this. The other thing
yeah.
I wanted to say just in general is there's a ton of people who truly seek God that are Muslim.
Yeah.
And they follow
yeah.
all these rules and do all these things. They have a heart for God.
They
just need to hear the truth.
And
yes,
she was
yes,
giving
yes.
it to them, and they were had a happy look on their face, but they had this shocked face. This was a Muslim man; his mouth was open, like dropped. He couldn't believe what Katie was telling him. It's like
wow.
he needed to hear that to bring
Lord.
Him into
a
relationship with God.
That animal
so,
thing
hey
coming up too, because Judy's been acting weird and talking to animals and stuff. So there's some weird stuff going on
we just got a few.
We've got a few seconds left. I'm just letting you know.
Love you, Lord.
Less than 50 seconds.
Thank you,
Pastor. Come, Lord. Come,
Lord Jesus.
Love you,
yes.
Katie.
Katie, go get him.
Love you, Katie.
Go get him,
Katie.
Katie. Get him, girl.
Listen
she
to
is.
Listen
oh,
to
she is. There's boldness in this girl. There's tremendous boldness in her. Yeah.
Yeah. And let's continue this. Let's continue this fellowship in chat, okay?
Yeah. Okay, guys. You do it. You continue.
Love you all.
Okay, Katie.
Love you all.
Love you.
Love you all.
Love you all.
Hey, Roman, bring up your act. Get your act.
Okay.
Bye, Roman.
Roman, hey, hang in there, honey. We love you.
Come on, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Love we love you. You. Thank you for coming for us.
Yes.
Amen.
28th. Rebecca said.
Yes,
Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Guys.
Wow,
we'll talk tomorrow.
Is,
here.
Yeah, this was really, really exciting. Thank you all for sharing.
Courage, but I put it out there. It's weird. But it means something. It means something. We're going to be busy preaching him, and he was right there. He was right there, you know, with Katie and me. He was right there, Jesus. And very happy that we were making inroads to moving hearts for him.
Pat, I would also say this.
Yeah.
This has to be pretty soon because a whole bunch of the areas that those people come from are in some relatively short period of time are come from the areas that are going to be conquered by Israel probably through their military weapons.
Yeah.
And so that what you saw probably has to happen pretty soon.
It was strange, Jerry. It was strange, but it was beautiful. But it was just very different. It was very different. But he was happy. He was happy in the dream. And he was like looking over, okay, you're all set to go. My words are on you. And I'm going to walk around, and his words are going to be flashing from me. I don't know how. I thought it was very strange. And then I see Katie, and no one can get near her. She's preaching away. That's so cute. This little beautiful girl just pouring out the Lord. And they were listening. They understood every word she said. And you could tell. You know what I liked about that? You could tell they were hungry for what she was saying, and they were accepting it, and you knew it was going to change their lives. And that's why Jesus was happy with me when he was fixing whatever the words on me. He was happy because he knew it was going to bear fruit. He knew. He knew. Yeah. It was a very happy kind of whatever, because all of us are going to be busy. Definitely.
Fantastic.
Definitely. And the Middle East is going to get swamped in his love. It really is. He's going to make sure they hear it. He's going to make sure they know. Now, they're still free, but he'll make sure they know. You know. But they're hungry. They have a heart for God. You nailed it. They have a heart for God. They just got to get fine-tuned and have Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have the love and the forgiveness and the Savior. Yeah. Uh-huh. They will.
Yeah, that was a real preview of Katie being part of the 144K ministering to the Muslims in Mecca.
Carol, this vision was so clear. I have only once that I see that on YouTube where all these millions of people have to go around this very square building, and that's the building she was in front of preaching away, and they couldn't get near her. Couldn't get near her. And she didn't care. She didn't notice anything. She was just preaching away. But he showed me it was her because she had that same blouse and the long, pretty. She's very beautiful, and she looked like a sore thumb. I mean, she stuck out like she didn't belong there. But Jesus was in her, and that's all that mattered. And she was. And I'm looking at him, and I'm looking at her, and like, what are you doing? I was so surprised. But he was real happy. He was real encouraged. He was like, okay, you know, like you all have your thing to do. Just get it done for me. But it was a happy thing, you know. It really was.
He's clear as a bell. He's the drama king of kings.
He's full of drama. He's full of surprises.
He knows how
he's
to get top billing. And he's gonna put Katie right out there front and center.
Yes,
dressed
he
in
is.
Pink with a big black rock in his background.
Because I saw that man's face, and I know how they dress, and that's exactly how this man was dressed. And no one could get near her, and she didn't care. She's just preaching away. She's just looking down the ground, looking out at them, and just talking Jesus. And they were getting it. That was the joy of the vision. They were getting it. They were getting it. That doesn't surprise me at all that Katie would be there preaching. I mean, we know how Katie, but they were getting it, and they were listening, and they were being touched. Jesus was reaching them. They were making a choice for him because of what Katie was saying. And she let him have it.
Beautiful.
We're all going to let them have it because we're all part of it. We're all going to be part of the 144K.
Oh, yes, every one of us.
Yeah.
That was a message for all of us. Carol, I can't even imagine what he's going to have you doing, or Jerry, or Keith, or, you know, Joe, or Carol, and a whole bunch of you. I mean, such anointing. You know, you're going to be firecrackers, all of you, every one of you, in the way he wants you to be. I mean, mine was totally weird. I mean, his words were written on the front of me, and I walked, and everyone could read, and I'm looking at him like, what? But that's him. He can do crazy stuff. I don't know what it meant. But you know, I saw the line, like the computer on the bottom, and then I saw it today. I saw a picture of something. I said, that's like the dream you gave me. That's exactly what it looked like. And I knew he was going to have me see that, okay? And I said, yeah, that's what I looked like. But he does that. He does that. He's been very close today. He's just been wonderful, you know. And we've just had long conversations and just basking in his presence, you know. Very, very close. Very close. Very close.
Amen.
Don't be discouraged. Do not be discouraged. No matter what you see happening around you. And he says, do you know how, like you said, Jerry, or some one of you guys said, you know how much you're being lied to? That a lot of this stuff isn't true and you're getting so upset. And he says, you live in a day of lies, of satanic deceit. He says, don't let any of this bother you because I'm in charge and I know exactly what's going on. So don't be frightened of anything, no matter what you hear or what you see. Hold fast. Hold fast because I'm in charge. Even if you don't understand it, I'm in charge. And don't let it get to you. Don't, because there's many lies out there, many lies. Many lies. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I'll tell you what, today's show was definitely high and lifted up unto the Lord.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It really encouraged a lot of people, I believe.
I hope so.
I'm from
the heart. I'm like a kid. I'm like a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if God gives me something, I give it to all of you. I don't hold anything back, you know.
That's right.
Yeah, no. When I go to Mass and I have communion, I put you all in my heart, so you're all receiving Him. I don't keep anything for myself. I give everything for you guys. Everything. This is not a one-man show. This is like everybody's with me. But that what He showed us is for all of you, and all of you are anointed in a very special way. Mine was so weird, I don't know. He was so happy. He had the fatale. He was taller than me, and I could see. And I'm looking at him like, what are you doing? He says, all right, you're set to go. He says, get out there and let everybody look at you because my words are going to just come right through. I didn't have to say a word. Everything was written on me. And I mean, don't ask me to explain that or understand. I don't know what that meant. Katie was there preaching, and I was there like all his words were on my being. And when people looked at me, those words were going to go into their souls and whatever it was going to do, just the way she was preaching. I didn't have to say a word. But I looked at him like this is nuts. You know, what is this? This doesn't make any sense. I'm not a computer. But apparently, that's what he did. His words were just printed all over the front of me, and whoever looked at me were getting these words over and over again of coming to him. And he was so pleased. He was so happy that I was going to run out there and do this, and I'm not understanding a thing of it. But he knows I'm like a little kid.
maybe that's the point, Pat. If he was saying to you just what you said to us, is that you take things very simply and you just put them back where the Lord wants them. And
exactly, whether I understand it or not.
Yeah, exactly.
I couldn't understand that.
And
I'm
so
a walking computer with your words? What? What is this?
Was,
at least
Katie
makes
showing,
sense. She's up there preaching, you know. She's human and she's talking. But it was short.
Well, he was showing you that he appreciates that. That's why he was showing you how happy he was, I think.
He was very happy. He was saying, okay, you're all set to go. Like, just get out there. People will look at you, and my words are going to be flashing from you right to them. You don't have to say a word. Everything was written on me in my heart or whatever, and it was going to hit them. But it was like he showed me like a computer. Maybe it wasn't exactly a computer, but that's what he was going to have me do. Oh, I get so weird feeling. Oh, my goodness. But he was real happy. You know.
Yeah.
And I could see him. He was bending over, looking at me, and saying, okay, you're all set to go. And there was the line, and there were the words. All his words. You know who had? You know how you see the computer screens? Like, what is it? The one guy who puts all the words in, and they just kind of go down in a row. Like, Ken, was it Ken or seven? Oh, what's that guy who has the great messages? And they just roll all down the screen, and that's how I look, you know. that's so weird. But the whole front of me was just all his words like that, and then he said, "These people are going to read it, and they, you know, they're going to know." So between the two of us, they were going to know.
Interesting,
very interesting. Because I was I'm like a little kid, Jerry. Right? I'm like a little, and it's like, what is this? You got words on the front of me like a computer, and I don't have to say anything, and all these words, and they glowed. They had a glow to them. It was like a darker background, but the words were like in gold or something, and all I had to do was walk through the crowd, and they would be reading me like a computer. And he was thrilled with that he was. I was all set to go. Like, okay, you're working fine. I wasn't a machine, but I whatever was, he just changed me into his words that they would read. Like whatever Katie was doing, but I didn't have to say anything. Weird. Totally weird, Jerry. Totally weird. But he was happy, so I just shut up and didn't ask any questions.
He can take care of all the technical considerations, right?
Yes. I was like a walking computer with his words in gold, and they would... The people would read them, and they would just scroll down over and over again, and everybody who saw me, you know, must have thought I had a computer attached on me or something. I don't know. It was just so strange. But I didn't ask. I said, all right, you're happy. I'm going to go and do this. I feel like a weird, but that's okay. If it works and they come to you, that's all that matters.
Well, one way or another, they were getting his message from you.
Absolutely, from Katie and from me, and as I got the feeling from the dream, it's for you, it's for everybody. You all have something special to do, to still win souls for him, you know, a bunch coming back, I guess, I don't know, and doing this. But it was so strange. I mean, it was strange. It was really strange because I'm a level-headed. I think I am pretty level-headed and sensible. So this didn't make too much sense to me.
Katie
made sense, but I didn't make sense.
But look at what a big impression, what a powerful impression it made on you.
Oh, yes. I was like a walking, I was like a walking billboard that the words were in gold and they were just coming down on me, you know, going over and over again to whoever saw me. They would be the words of God to these people. That's all I knew. I was just a very simple instrument that he was using like a computer. But I saw the line, and I knew I was going to see that line today. And he showed me on the computer the line exactly how it was in the vision, with the line underneath. You know how the lines go, and when the thing is finished, and I guess it would just be repeating. And I just had to walk through and give his words to everybody that way. Weird, but if it worked, hey.
Yeah,
it worked. Yeah, and it wasn't long, but I was so confused. Not confused, but I was like, what? That doesn't make sense. What are you doing? What am I now, you know? And he didn't care. He didn't care how I didn't understand it. He says, okay, you're all set to go. He says, you know, and then that's when I saw Katie preaching away. And I'm wondering, why is there so much space between her and the crowd? And then I just figured, because there is no space there between when they're there. You can't. It's crammed in. Millions of people.
But
she was preaching, and no one could get close to her. No one. And she's just going gun-ho.
Yeah.
Going gun-ho.
She's got the feel of God on her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Carol.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Carol, I don't know if there's anything to this, but before the show, especially because of how the Lord spoke to you about July, I was just kind of wondering if he has given you any additional feelings or insights for this week, or I just wondered if he was going to speak to you again before at some point. Have you had anything additional? Or
you know, I tell you what, I think the anointing is which is the power of God, right? it's going to increase. Maybe not only on, not just on me, but on all of us as, mm-hmm. as the day gets closer. Because, you know, I had a very powerful experience last week. You know, I was worshiping the Lord, and you know that awesome power of the anointing fell on
yeah.
me. And you know, and I was like, wow. You know, we're always one thing I already know, and I wanted to talk about this tonight, but well, you know, the Lord had other plans. So what happened was this: the anointing fell very, very strong on me, with just the power, the power of the presence of the Lord, the
mm-hmm.
manifestation of the presence of the Lord was very strong on me. And then it lifted. You know, that happened. But we're always in His presence, because
yes,
we wouldn't be in. We couldn't talk about Him if we weren't in His presence.
Exactly.
So then. I went about my day, and Wednesday I went over to my next-door neighbor's, and I think you all remember that, you know, he started telling me that I'm never going to get well, that I'm going to end up in a nursing home, blah, blah, blah. And I walk fine, and I look fine, but, you know, my body has the RA. And immediately, you know, I began to rebuke those words, and I the boldness came forth very, very strongly.
Yeah.
And you know, he's a man with a strong voice on him, okay. And he's like, rah, 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 rah. You know, he
wow.
likes to yell all the time. Well, anyway, I rebuked those words, which was you know, and he was surprised by what I told him.
Okay,
well,
sure.
Then, you know, and I told him, by the power of the blood of Jesus and by the power of His word, I am healed. So I rebuke those words, and I do not receive them. That's what I said to him.
Good.
So then the next day, his wife called me up, asked me to come over again. So I went over. She had to go pick up her son, and her mother, who's very elderly, was there, and she wanted me to keep her company. I said, yeah, okay. So I went. Her husband was not there, but 5 minutes after I got there, he came home. And now, he sits down, and we start talking. He starts talking to me. You know, we're real good friends. So what he began to open up. And as he opened up, you know, he was telling me why he had been mad at God at one time, at some point, and he's opening up to me, and I want to share some things, but Holy Spirit tells me, no, just listen.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I'm not putting any of this together until yesterday or
mm-hmm.
or today, well, actually last night. And so what I put together was this. The Holy Spirit's anointing came upon me very strongly because He was going to empower me to speak very, very boldly. See, the anointing and the presence of the Lord is for us to, you know, to speak very boldly. You know, it's for it maybe for us to heal somebody. You know, the power, it's the power of the Lord. So I'm thinking, okay, wow. When I spoke to this man, what probably, without me knowing, happened is I drove those demons out. Those negative demons left him
mm-hmm.
because the following day, he was as soft as a, you know, a pillow, as a marshmallow, and he was opening up to me. Okay, and then somebody else came to me with another. With a dream, and I had this big interpretation. So I'm like, Lord, what's going on? You're giving me all this. You know, it all started with that the anointing that happened last Monday, and the Holy Spirit's been trying to. He's been telling me stay very, very close to my presence. You know, it's like he's going to empower me even more, or I'll empower us. You know, we're all in this together. So yes. as far as a date, he has not revealed it to me yet, but what I think he's revealing to me is we're becoming empowered. Did you notice how tonight, you know, all the callers were just on fire? You know, Katie shared her, you know, her dream, and, you know, Keith shared something, I shared something, you shared something, Pat shared something. I mean, but the fire was there. You see, there was the anointing, the power of the Lord, the power of the Spirit was there. So what I feel is happening in my spirit is the Lord is going to start empowering us as we get ready to leave. Remember, Enoch walked with God, so he was in his presence. He wasn't complaining. He wasn't griping. He wasn't moaning, groaning. You know, he wasn't whining. He was in his presence, and that the presence gave him the power so that he could be translated. You know, he needed the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of the Lord, to be translated. That came with power. Nothing's going to happen to us without the power of the Lord. And I think the power is going to become, it's going to start getting very, very strong now. It's already starting to. So I think, you know.
Roman 2 is in that group because he's just spent 3 days pursuing God, and God told him to start his ministry up again. And so he's moving amongst us, and he's increasing power. And how he does it, what he does, we don't exactly know, but we've got a pretty good idea.
And to me, and I could be wrong, but see, I think with what Pat saw about Katie. What she saw was Katie as part of the 144.
That's the feeling I had.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's exactly what Katie.
Yeah.
And look how close we are. You know, that's going to happen right after we leave. Roman is getting, you know, now he feels like the ministry is for right now, but I think the Lord is empowering him for his ministry, as part of the 144K.
Could be.
Possibly.
Yeah.
But he's definitely feeling an energizing. He's an energizing
right.
from God.
Right, there you go.
Which is exactly what you were talking about.
Exactly, right. So what I think is happening is that power is going to start welling up inside of us as we get ready to take off.
Yeah.
Remember, and the other thing that came to me, that I keep thinking about, the gates of hell are opening. As the gates of hell open, that's going to propel us to go up.
Yeah.
We cannot be for those gates to open
6 days.
Crazy. See, when the gates of hell open, there's going to be mass chaos. And we will be out. And I think that's why we're getting that energized power in us. You know, I keep wanting to do some things, and the Holy Spirit won't let me because He has me ministering a lot. I shared that the dream that my little friend, the 15-year-old friend, had, right? I shared it with you guys. She had a dream that her grandfather, who passed away in 2010, who I had ministered to for 5 months while he was in the hospital bed. And it's not me getting the credit, I'm giving the glory to the Lord. But he had me minister to him for 5 months every day, 7 days a week. She saw him at the front door. And she freaked out, and she told, her aunt and her uncle that her grandpa was right there. And when they looked, he's right there in the house. He's not saying anything. And one thing I asked her was, hey, did you see him come inside? Did you, like, open the door? And she said, no, he was just there. And see, he's a spirit, right? So he's there, and he shows them a triangle. He doesn't say anything, but he shows them a triangle. And the triangle had the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and then the name Jesus in the center. And then he disappeared. And then he disappeared. And what came to me, there was a lot of things that came to me about it, but what I want to share with you all, the main thing was, as soon as she said that, I felt like the 144K, where the Lord is preparing us, or it was a picture of even him maybe being part of the 144K, because that's, we're going to have the seal of God. No weapon formed against us will touch us. It won't even get near us. We're going to be so empowered. And see, that's why the Lord is already preparing us with this power that we're starting to feel. We're starting to feel a power come up with us, and that's why we need to stay in His presence constantly now, because that power is going to increase. And when we leave, not only will we get our glorified bodies, but we're going to get a super duper extra anointing for when we come back. And the fact that I saw. You know, not I saw, but, you know, I visualized my friend, Grandpa, who I knew very well, right, you know, appear, and then Pat seeing Katie in Mecca, that's telling me we're very, very close now.
Yeah.
What do you think, Jerry?
Well, that's what I think. It's, you know, funny. I've been in such a good place, you know, spiritually, that I feel more able to go forward a longer period of time than I have. But at the same time, I just can't deny there's just such tremendous urgency in the things he's showing me over these next several days that... it really seems like this should be the time for us to go. So, it's funny, you know, it's funny. It's like I'm prepared for both. I don't know. And so it's just like being hammered. It's a little bit, you know, in the spirit, it's a little bit disorienting because I don't just feel one way. I mean, I feel both ways. And I don't. I'm a little unsure. I still think that the timing is super, super urgent and super imminent, in literally day and probably this week. But sort of like I said yesterday, at the end, you know, whenever it was in the show, he's also been looking, had me looking down the path a little bit. And I'm not so sure that that really applies to us, but I really, when I was speaking of that yesterday, I really felt like I was almost laying out a path for what comes after we go.
Mm.
I don't know if that's right for sure, but that's kind of what it felt like. Mm-hmm. And I think that was one of the things that he wanted me to go over when he kind of locked up the studio and I just had to talk. I think that was one of the things he wanted me to speak about. So I don't think it's necessarily for us, but the ironic thing is, especially from a spiritual point of view, I feel, I don't know, more strengthened, more able to go forward, more trusting in going forward. I don't have any concern about going forward whatsoever if we're not meant to go yet. But and I feel freer and more positive about that possibility than I ever probably really have. But at the same time, I don't think that's what he's telling me. I just think it's just the good place that he's got me in. Now, we also see things happening in the world. We look at the natural and we see all those things going on, and we can see that there are worldly plans that are clearly ramping up. But, you know, I think, you know, I guess Pat's dream and Katie's dream and, you know, this sense that you have about things, it just feels like wrapping up. And I know several other people feel like their lives, or, you know, the things around them are more appropriately positioned for them to poof away. And I can say that absolutely is true in my case.
Yeah.
Several specific things have been going on with people around me that seemed like exactly the sort of thing that would be appropriate to prepare for that event.
Mm.
And I can even say, as good a place as I am in personally, I could, if I look very far down the line, I can see a couple things looming on the horizon that would be a real challenge to handle gracefully and truthfully from where I'm at this moment. So it just seems like we're at a really good time to go.
It really is a day and hour nobody knows.
Mm-hmm.
From the perspective of the thief. You know, we had the thief.
Yeah.
We people look at the thief and think, well, it could be there, it could be. But the Holy Spirit, I think, is revealing to us the timing now. And I'm telling you, what sticks out to me a lot is what Hamas said to Israel. You wage war on us, and the gates of hell will open. And Israel has tried to cease fire, and Hamas keeps saying no.
Mm-hmm.
Hamas does not want to cease fire. They want the gates of hell to open. And that blood moon, that first blood moon that occurred, is the prophecy of the four blood moons is coming to pass. The blood moons are a warning that Israel is in imminent danger. And now it is, this is now, you know, everything that has had to have happened to Israel already happened. The only thing left now is for us to be moved out of the way through the translation and rapture so that God can now deal with Israel.
Yeah.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Israel is already already went through that horrific travesty of the Holocaust. You know, the Jews went, well, not Israel, but the Jews went through that travesty of the Holocaust, which caused them then to come to Israel. Then in 1967, they gained Jerusalem as their capital. From 1948 to 1967, Jerusalem was not their capital. It was under Jordan's control. And the only thing that Jordan controls of Jerusalem now is the Dome of the Rock. And we all know now, you know, Psalm 83 and the Ezekiel War, or you know, the Gog and Magog War. All of that is coming against Israel, and we know from the scriptures, from the Word of God Himself, that we are going to be out of the way. We see it is. It is explained to us in Revelation chapter 4, when the Lord calls John to go up. At that point, there is no more mention of the church, the body of Christ, until Revelation 19. From chapter 4 through Revelation 19. Everything is about Israel and the world. and the body of Christ is not mentioned because we are out. We're out of the way.
Yeah. Now, the Lord's not coming back for a bruised and battered and abused bride. He's coming back for,
yeah,
for something other than that. One that has grown and one that is more mature spiritually,
mature,
but
pure,
not,
spotless, right.
not one subject to his wrath. That's right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right. We're to encourage each other with their, with those words, to rejoice,
yep,
and keep,
right,
our heads up.
And let's remember also that even the gates of hell were subject to the command of God. So.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. For me,
you know,
when I say the gates of hell are opening, it's not a fearful thing. For me, it's like, wow, we're about,
yeah,
to leave.
That's right. Exactly. That's right. That's where I'm starting to push now.
For us to, I'm sorry?
We're going to... Jackass Tours is now forming a plan for our RC Church family to travel to Yellowstone. If we're still here by late August, we will accept reservations to travel to Yellowstone. We're going to march around Yellowstone one way or another and blow our trumpets and blow our horns or seven times so that thing will go. And we're just going to...
Stomp seven times.
And we'll go with it.
That's right.
It'll propel us to go up.
We're gonna go around it. I'll start checking that out. And since we may have to put Keith in charge of it, though, because since he made me the water boy, I won't be the general. So he's going to have to be the general again. And so he'll probably have to be in charge of it. So he might end up driving the tour bus. But anyway, we're going to make our plans and then and see what we can come up with. I hope it doesn't come to that.
Gosh.
But our little jackass rapture-centric tourist will sooner or later, if we're still here, we're gonna march in faith on Yellowstone.
Getting going. Oh, my goodness.
We'll see how it goes. The Lord will meet us at some point on this journey. We will see when.
Aye, aye, aye.
Yeah.
We will see
we
when.
We have to, and something else, look around and see if, you know, if people are getting something from the Lord. You know,